Well, hi everyone. Glad to have you back. I have a special interview today with Dr. Patrick Quillen, who I found out we're almost neighbors here in the San Diego area. And Dr. Quillen is highly experienced, highly trained in the field of nutrition and cancer. He's been around the world educating the public, educating doctors and professionals. And so it's great to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your viewers.
Now, you've written many books on the subject.
True.
Perhaps the most well-known is this Beating Cancer with Nutrition,
true,
which I've had for years. Excellent. And that sold, what, over 500,000 copies?
Very, very true, yes.
Excellent, excellent. You've got some other ones. You've got, well, many, but here's another one, The Wisdom and Healing Power of Whole Foods, another great book. And for the professionals out there who are watching, we have a nice textbook on the subject, Adjuvant Nutrition and Cancer Treatment. So all great books to check out. So, Dr. Quillen, maybe tell us about your background, especially when you started. Nutrition and cancer, that really was pioneering work. It wasn't very common back when you got into this field.
To make it very brief about my background, as a child, I was always interested in what makes it tick. Mm-hmm. What goes on inside here? And as a child, not out of maliciousness, but I just cut open a worm one rainy day. What's inside here? And tried to do it delicately. Patient didn't survive, but I learned a little bit about what's inside. And, you know, cutting up animals in our biology class was interesting. I took apart four watches 4 years in a row, much to my parents' dismay, trying to figure out what's in here, what makes it tick. And from that, went into pre-medicine at Notre Dame, and from that moved into nutrition and earned my bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees in nutrition, a registered dietitian, a certified nutrition specialist with the American College of Nutrition, fellow of the American College of Nutrition. So all those degrees, for whatever they're worth, taught college for 8 years, worked at Scripps Clinic, the La Costa Spa, was a grant reviewer for the National Institutes of Health, Office of Alternative Medicine. And then getting into the nitty-gritty of what did I do in nutrition and cancer. 1989, I joined Cancer Treatment Centers of America as their vice president of nutrition. And it was a team effort, put together a great program which was pioneering.
Yeah.
In those days, it was mind-blowing. Today, it's still pioneering. But it was using adjuvant or helpful nutrition as part of comprehensive cancer treatment. And up until then, 1989, people thought, well, it's nutrition or medicine. No, the two of them work well together. As a matter of fact, they synergism. And so, Dr. Stengler, I think of their rough numbers. 1.6 million Americans will be newly diagnosed with cancer this year. There are about 12 million cancer patients who are either in treatment or watchful waiting today. And most of them, I'm thinking 99%, feel like you have to choose one or the other, nutrition or my oncologist who says chemo, radiation, and surgery are my only options. In fact, if you use those medical oncology principles with an aggressive nutrition program, everybody becomes more of a hero. And so too many patients are like a child in a child custody battle. Mm. Father and mother are arguing over and criticizing each other. Let's work together.
Right.
And so 1989, we said nutrition should be an integral component as part of comprehensive cancer treatment. It is not sufficient, but it is essential. That said, we organized three international symposia. These were Category 1 CME, Continuing Medical Education, seminars in which we brought in the best and brightest around the world. We had 35, 40 speakers at three different conferences. We had 400 to 500 attendees, most MDs and PhDs. And the sound bites were this. Number one, a well-nourished cancer patient can better manage the disease and the therapies. And that we can talk about in great length. But essentially, if the patient is well nourished with food and supplements, they can better tolerate chemo and radiation and make it more of a selective toxin. There's the real rub. There's no doubt that chemo can kill cancer cells, and it sometimes kills the patient.
Right.
And radiation kills everything in its path, including the patient. What if you could make them more of a selective therapy, more of a rifle rather than a hand grenade? And that's what nutrition does. Mm-hmm. So over the course of three symposia, a textbook, my book, I think the groundswell movement, and the public is clamoring for it, is that I want my oncologist, my naturopath, all of my professionals working together. I don't want them arguing, and I want a team effort to show me how I can use nutrition to support my body, because here's the second soundbite. And you learned this more than any of us in naturopathic medical college. A healthy human body is self-regulating and self-repairing. Mm-hmm. And this is so basic and obvious, you say, well, duh. But in fact, that's the essence of health, medicine, and healing, that if we're healthy, and the six major vectors that I have put together is nutrition, mm-hmm. attitude, toxins, microbiome, the organisms in the gut, energy alignment, and exercise. Mm-hmm. Those six major lifestyle factors create our body and make it healthy, so that the good news, bad news. Work done at the National Institutes of Health, National Cancer Institute, have found that the average adult gets six bouts of cancer in a lifetime. But only one-third of them will die from cancer. And today, it's almost half will end up in a cancer hospital, 42%. So what about the other? They got cancer, but they beat it. What did they do?
Yeah.
The body recognizes and destroys cancer. We have the immune system. We have DNA repair. We have collagen encapsulation. We have apoptosis and dozens of mechanisms in the body that know how to deal with cancer, recognize and destroy it without a great deal of damage, collateral damage, as the oncologist will speak of. Nutrition is an important part of that. It's not the only thing. As mm-hmm. I said, it's one of six vectors, and we can go back through any of those as you would like.
Okay, that's great. So as you said, you really were one of the pioneers in the field of integrative oncology, bringing especially the nutritional aspect in. Tell us about the mindset when you first started. I would presume you had a lot of resistance in the medical community and how you've seen that change over the years and how we needed to change a whole lot more.
Well, I give a lot of respect to oncologists. There's 10,000 board-certified oncologists in the United States, and then multiply that throughout the developed world. And they've got 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and 4 years of residency. And they're bright people, and they want to help people. Unfortunately, their paradigm is in the complete opposite direction of nutrition. Their thought is, if I can give higher doses and longer cycles of an extremely toxic substance, and they'll tell the patient, after you've had your IV of chemo, make sure when you urinate, flush twice, because the chemo that's left in your urine is so concentrated, it will kill all the microbes in the sewer system downstream. Mm-hmm. If you spill chemo on a carpet, as I have seen in hospitals, you have to rope off the area because it's now an EPA. It's an Environmental Protection Agent toxic waste cleanup site. That's their therapy. And so they're trained in how do we kill cancer with maximum sublethal chemotherapy. And then you and I come along and say, and what if we nourish the patient at the same time?
Right.
And that's the opposite of their paradigm. So it took a little rattling of cages. It took some education to bring some of them on board. And admittedly, it's a minority of those 10,000. I'm guessing 90% of them are still oblivious or perhaps hostile towards nutrition and cancer. And this is where this is a grassroots movement. The
right.
patients are driving this, not the FDA, not the AMA, not the ADA, none of those groups. The patients know enough through education, through programs like yours, through the internet, that they go to their oncologist and say, what should I do with nutrition? The oncologist says, eat whatever you want. And hopefully they find another oncologist.
And that's a common theme.
Yes.
I've seen with patients and the patients we've been interviewing for
yes.
this series, so yes.
So there is a dramatic education process that's going on in this country, and we're educating each other because I have found that, you know, among the many medical therapies, perhaps the most useful of all is pain management. Nutrition can only do so much. When you have a patient with stage 4 bone cancer and the cancer is like a glass splint in their spine, you need some pain management.
Right.
Opioids, probably.
Right.
And I'm a nutritionist, and I tell my patients, make sure you work with your pain management specialist. So I'm not against medicine. I'm involved in this integrative approach, and that's where we're going to get the best outcome. For instance, there have been a number of studies that have looked at what happens if you take a patient who takes routine oncology And then we're going to compare that to routine oncology plus nutrition. Mm-hmm. There was a study done by Jacola and colleagues out of Europe in which they looked at SEER data, surveillance epidemiology end result, which means, all right, we've had a couple hundred thousand patients with non-small cell lung cancer who have gone before you, and we have data gathered together, and here's the statistics, and here's the mean, median, and mode, and we're going to take that and compare, we're going to take our group, and we're going to give them routine oncology plus nutrition, mm-hmm. a decent diet, and some decent supplements, nothing extravagant, nothing exotic. And what they found is, in routine oncology with lung cancer, you would expect 1% survival at 30 months. 2.5 years later, 1% are still alive. In this group, 6 years later, 44% were still alive. And what the oncologist noted was, those patients who began integrative nutrition therapy earlier survived longer. Mm-hmm. What they said is there was no untoward effects in using nutrients along with chemo and radiation. So there have been some brilliant docs. Charles Simone, a good friend, Chuck mm-hmm. Simone, got two children who were brilliant doctors. And they have written a review of the world's literature. And they looked at hundreds of studies with human cancer patients given nutrition and chemo and radiation and found no studies showing any negative side effects. So the oncologist says, in their simplistic way of looking things, they say, all right, chemo is a pro-oxidant. Radiation is a pro-oxidant. Let's call it a minus one. And you come in with an antioxidant, let's call it a plus one, mm-hmm. and a minus one and a plus one equals zero, right?
So theorize it neutralizes.
Right, right, that's their theory. However, cancer cells are very different than healthy cells. They are glycolytic, meaning they are obligate glucose metabolizers. They use a lot more sugar. Mm-hmm. They give off lactic acid as a byproduct of that obligate glucose metabolizer. And then they also, because they're anaerobic, they don't need antioxidants, the exception being vitamin C, and we'll come back to that, because it becomes now it becomes a selective anti-cancer agent because of the vitamin C. Anyway. Yeah. You load up a patient with healthy doses of antioxidants. The healthy cells absorb those antioxidants. The cancer cells don't. And then you go in with pro-oxidative therapies, chemo and radiation, and now you're killing more cancer cells than healthy cells. Now the collateral damage is down significantly. So my theme is, I'm not telling you either or. I'm saying that when you find an oncologist who's intelligent enough to incorporate nutrition as part of their program, what I find fascinating, Dr. Stengler, is these oncologists, the few who will say, all right, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Right.
Because he's got a waiting room with 12 patients in there. Most of them look like death warmed over, except one patient who's following a good nutrition program. And the oncologist says, just don't tell me, just whatever you're doing, keep doing it. But they don't want to spread the good word because it's not a standard of care.
Right.
In oncology, if an oncologist gives nutrients, it's just not part of their practice, even though there's hundreds of studies to support it. So there are many reasons to incorporate nutrition as part of comprehensive cancer treatment, and we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's great. And that seems to be one of the biggest problems, the myth that there is no science, there is not good research behind nutrition and cancer therapy. I mean, if you pull your average oncologist, they will tell you they're not aware of much good research.
Yeah.
Of course, you've done a great job over the years letting the public and the health professionals know about this research. So it's really a myth. There's so much research now.
Oh, yeah.
It's just indisputable.
I mentioned Dr. Charles Simone did a review article, hundreds of studies. Dr. Keith Block, another MD, did another review article, and he felt he was even more selective. So he said, well, if you criticize Simone's review, I'm going to be even more selective. And he reviewed the data, and it's beyond argument that nutrition improves outcome in cancer treatment. And so we're not talking about divorcing your oncologist. We're talking about augmenting synergism and making chemo more of a selective toxin. I've worked with so many patients over the 30 years, and so many of them have become the exception to the rule. Someone who survives mesothelioma, someone who survives multiple myeloma. I'll give you an example.
Yes.
The four big cancers are lung, colon, breast, and prostate. Mm-hmm. So of the 200 different types of cancers that have been assessed and categorized by oncologists, Those are the four that comprise 75% of all cancers in America. Multiple myeloma is relatively rare, but it's also relatively lethal. Mm-hmm. It's a cancer of the bone marrow, myeloma. The body gives off abnormal cells from the bone marrow. There was a Michael Girintash, who was a professor at Oxford, who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. He was told by his oncologist, get your affairs in order. With my treatment, you might have a year. He said, that's not good enough. And so he did data gathering, fact gathering. And among the things he included, my book and some other good products. He didn't do any routine oncology. And he lived not 6 months, but 11 years. Two patients that I worked with multiple myeloma, one of them went through the whole routine. His oncologist said, if you use any of this nutrition therapy, I won't treat you. And he died 18 months later. Mm. Awful story. And then we segue into the happy ending to this. Another patient that I worked with, where his oncologist said, do whatever you want. I'm your oncologist. Whatever you're doing outside of this office is up to you. And so we worked aggressively with food and supplements, and he lived 14 years, not 18 months. Mm-hmm. So we don't talk about living forever. We don't talk about curing cancer. We talk about improving quality and quantity of life and chances for a complete remission. And another study, Abram Hoffer, MD, PhD, worked with Linus Pauling, twice Nobel laureate. Could have had two more Nobel Prizes. I got to meet the man. He was brilliant.
He gave a recommendation for your book.
He did, Linus Pauling, brilliant guy. Yeah. So Pauling and Hoffer did a study in which they basically took hundreds of cancer patients who came to Hoffer's office, and he would call them every month. How you doing? Fine. What are you doing? Well, some of them used Hoffer's nutrition as part of their cancer treatment, and some chose not to, possibly because of the scare tactics from their oncologist. So over the course of 12 years, he followed these hundreds of patients, and what he found out is the patients who used just medicine lived an average of 6 months. The patients who used nutrition and medicine lived an average of 6 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, it came out recently, even the conventional cancer institutions, that 25% of all cancers could be prevented with proper diet. Now, I think in certain instances, the number could be much higher than that.
Yeah.
But it's finally being acknowledged. So, well, as you can all see, Dr. Quillen is just an encyclopedia of information. We could go on for hours. And that's why we're going to have different modules with him. So look for the other topics, modules we're going to talk about. And again, Dr. Quillen, thank you so much for this information piece.
Thank you for sharing your viewers.
Thank you.